Victorious Woman. And the text is from 1 John 5, 4 to 5. 1 John 5, chapter 5, I read from 4 to 5. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? I read us Genesis chapter 1 as well, from 27 to 28, and it goes to us. So God created man in his own image, in the image of God created he male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. We had a subtext that says Ephesians chapter 6, Ephesians 6, 11 to 18. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all men. The introduction says, life is like embarking on a journey. Whoever that is born on this earth is enlisted in this journey of life. Every trip has its own obstacle and hurdles. The way we see challenges every day in one aspect of our life and the other. In Job chapter 14, verse 1, a man that is born of woman is of few days and full of trouble. A woman gives birth. A girl is born. Let me start from there. Starts a primary school, secondary, university, or learns a trade. The next thing is, how does this person get married? When the girl is about to get married, start a set of prayer again. The marriage is consummated. You start having your children. You start training those your children. When it's time for them to marry, you start praying for them again. When they are pregnant, the mother is also pregnant, and the father is also tensed up. And life keeps like that. From one stage of life to the other, one obstacle, one hurdle, and the one you pass successfully will be ticked appropriately for you. God recognizes that we will face battles in journey of life here on earth at one time or the other. The first mandate he gave is to do what? To subdue the earth, as we read in the book of that Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. God called man and blessed man and empowered man and said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. How do you become fruitful? How do you multiply? And how do you replenish the earth? It is an authority, it is a call, it is a mandate, commission. And where God has placed you as a man is higher than every other creature. And that is why God is so much interested in man. So what do we mean by victory? Being victorious. To be victorious means to conquer, to prevail, to subdue, to triumph, to win, and to succeed. When you talk about conquering, it is a deep word that has to do with being in a battlefield, overcoming your enemy in a combat. It means for you to subjugate, to acquire by force, taking over a territory. That means there is something that God wants you to conquer. Sitting complacent on the fence will not give you victory. He needs you to brace up the challenge. If you are afraid, you will not be able to overcome it. One of the adjectives we mentioned in the introduction of what victory means is to prevail. It shows that you have to be superior. Extra strength, extra energy, to take dominion, to take dominance, to be able to influence and to succeed. Praise the Lord. To subdue, you have to do what? To overcome. Because Jesus first overcame and gave us victory. You will be victorious in Jesus' name. Whatever the situation that is before you, whatever that is your heart desire, whatever the battle, today, the Lord wants me to tell you that you are more than conquerors. Because the grave could not hold Jesus after the third day. He rose again with a newness of body. And today he's seated at the right hand of God Almighty. And he's conferring that power unto you because you have believed. And his name will be glorified in Jesus' name. In the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, it says, ye are of God, ye little children, and you have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Condition of life may make you to become afraid, as if the world has forsaken you. Situation may make it look as if the heavens has been shut up, or God has forgotten you. I want to announce to you this morning that the Lord has not forgotten you. The Lord will remember you for good, because victory is ever yours in Jesus' name. Anyone who will have Jesus in his boat of life will endure. Let's see the book of 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 5. Verse 4 says, for whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. You need faith. You need faith to do what? To be victorious. So, what are the weapons of victory? Number one here is forgiveness. Unforgiveness is like drinking poison and wanting another person to die. That means you are holding yourself. If somebody offends you or somebody wrongs you, what do? You forgive. Even if the person has not come to ask you, so that you will not hold yourself down. I was telling our class last week in the Sunday school class about Brother Chiedozie, Augustine Chiedozie in Abaden, that died, and after 4 days he rose. God raised him. He told us what he saw. He said there were two books. The first book is forgiveness. Very big. Everybody that is born on this earth, his name is in that book. He said immediately he closed his eyes. He joined the queue. Quickly, he got to his turn. The angel, his face was fierce. He touched the book, and immediately he touched the book and turned it. It is your page. Everything that you have done from the day you were born will be like a film before you. And you answer questions from that book. He said, when he closed his eyes and he joined the queue, a little while, he started noticing people that he knew that has passed from this earth. And he was shocked that those people passed on within the time he also passed on. He said there was a woman in their yard where they were living. The woman hated him so much. If he greet the woman will not answer. If he does anything, the woman will attack him. He made up his mind that he must make peace with this woman. He didn't know he was going to die. He was not sick. He didn't have any problem. That was how God saved him. He said one evening, he was targeting their meal, evening meal time. Immediately they brought out food to eat. He jumped in, washed his hand, put hand in the garri, began to take the soup. The woman just carried the soup and poured on him. He knelt down and said, "Please, I don't know what I have done to you. Forgive me." And the woman walked away. Few days later, the man died. When the news came to the wife that the husband has died, the woman started praying. The woman said she was in a revelation, and the Lord spoke to her that the husband will not die. He will live again. And you know, when the doctors are certified that this man is dead, it is difficult for you to believe that the person is not dead. Especially when he passed the first day, the second day, the third day. So when they wanted to put the man in the mortuary, the woman said, "No, bring him to the church for me." She kept praying for the husband. He said, the first day, the second day, the body started decaying. Fluids were coming out. They were saying, "Madam, you can't leave this body here. Let's take this body to the mortuary." He said, "No, the Lord had told her that the husband will live again." She kept praying continuously for the 4 days. And the man was still on that journey in the spirit. The man said it was just that reconciliation he had with that his neighbor that he now saw where they marked him good, and he said, "Proceed." He now came to another gate. The second gate had a smaller book. Few people's names were in that book. Because of unforgiveness, many people are getting to hell. Don't let any man or woman drag you to hell. Forgive, no matter how. If Jesus could forgive the people that crucified him, why wouldn't you forgive him? He said, when they opened the book, he said, on top of that book is written L-O-V-E, love. They opened it. They asked him, "Proceed." Immediately he got. He said, there was a very beautiful golden gate. The land, the floor itself was of pure gold. And he was hearing voices of angels, of people, and angels singing from inside melodious song. And see roses left and right. And as he was walking, two angels just appeared, jam, and held him. He thought that they were going to escort him. They said, "Young man, you are going back to the world." He cried and fell down. I said, "No, I have made it already. I can't go back to the world." He was weeping profusely. Physically, where his body was in the church, tears started coming out. The woman started rejoicing that tears are coming. They say, "Madam, it's not tears. This is one of the fluid that comes out when people die." The body was already, has started having odor. He said, she struggled and struggled with the angels. They say, we are mandated to take him to the world to go and preach what he had seen. That many people has refused to forgive one another. And that many people that are even children of God are passing this way because of unforgiveness. He now opened his eyes. He said, when he opened his eyes, his tongue was still sticking to the palate. And after some time, why am I telling us this? It will do you good this morning to forgive. Because the Lord has decided to do you good by bringing you to hear this word. You cannot go to hell. Your soul is too precious. Your life is too precious that after spending all these years on earth, and you will not make heaven. People cannot know you as a churchgoer or as a child of God, and you don't make heaven. The next point is obedience and submissiveness. The book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 19. Let's open our Bible quickly to book of Isaiah. Chapter 1:19. For if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. You shall eat the good of the land. The land we're talking about is this land. God has promised you good. And you will be partaker of that which the Lord has spoken concerning you. And another land we're talking about is where we're going. So you need to be what? Obedient to the word of God. You also need to be what? Submissive. What are we submitting to? We're submitting to the will of the Almighty. As you hear the word of God, obedient to the word of God will bring a transformation in your life. The first book of Kings, chapter 17, verse 7 to 16 says, and it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in the hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I had not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I'm gathering little sticks, that I might go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat and die. You will not die in Jesus' name. And Elisha said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me therefore a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for me, for thee, and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of oil shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did it many days. And the barrel of oil wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which he spake by Elijah. I don't know what the Lord is speaking to you. You keep hearing still small voice, you ignore it. When you do that, you will not be victorious. You will think God has forgotten you. You will know you have stagnated yourself. Simple words, submissiveness. Another point is fasting and praying. Esther called his people and said, if I perish, I perish. The rule has been set. The rule that has been sealed, that anybody that disobeys that rule, he was going to die. But she took it upon herself and decided to call his people, the Jews, and say, pray for me, fast. Some people, if you put fasting and praying, they will be shouting. You need to take your destiny in your hands. You have struggled enough. You have suffered enough. It is time to do what? To take over. Praise the Lord. Another weapon of victory is praises and worship. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 16 to 24, we know the story very well. As the children of Israelites, they laid ambush, the enemy wanted to destroy them, but the Lord gave them a rule. I just want to read a few verses because of how lengthy the passage is. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, I just take few verses from there. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all the Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites and the children of Kohath and the children of the Kohites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth in the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord God, so shall ye be established, believe his prophet. The long and short of the story is that When they started praising the Lord laid an ambush against those cities that were planning to destroy them. And what happened? 25 said, and when the officers and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches and dead bodies and precious jewels. They started killing them. So that is how your enemies will kill themselves in Jesus' name. A few years ago, we were doing promotion. I filled a form, promotion form, and immediately they saw, I told us the story before, how God laid ambush against my HOD and my dean that planned to sack me from work because they saw I wrote PhD. They got angry because they don't have. The enemy will be angry at you, knowing that the next step you are going to take will bring your victory, will bring your victory, your breakthrough. But he will want to eliminate you before your time. They will not succeed in Jesus' name, because he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Another point is the name of Jesus. Philippians chapter 2, verse 10. Can somebody help me open it so that we can be first? Philippians chapter 2, verse 10. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. There is no name given among men by any man should be saved. And at the mention of that Jesus name, that is the only name the enemy... Yes, another point is the blood of Jesus. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life unto death. The Lord will help us this morning. As the word of God is coming into your, through your ears, into your heart, I don't know what the Lord is telling you. In conclusion, you should know that the secret of a victorious woman is the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe you have not given your life to Christ and you are here. You are still playing church. Or maybe you were born again before and something happened. You are not sure that if the trumpet sound now, that you will be in heaven. I want you to raise your hand. I want you to raise your hand if you are sure that if Jesus appears now, you will not make heaven. Let's begin to pray. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 17 says, and if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain. Ye are yet in your sins. We are praying. You have not given your life to Christ. Or maybe you were born again. Something happened. You lost it. Let your right hand be on your chest. Let your right hand be your chest. It's a decision of your own. On the last day, you alone will face the judgment seat. Nobody will answer for you. The word of God, the Lord said, if you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father in heaven. Ask the Lord to come into your life. Ask the Lord to have mercy on you. Ask him to wash you with his precious blood and purify you that you'll be brighter than snow. If you have done that, you are a child of God, and you need to stand in faith to be able to make it. Father, we thank you for this morning, for your word that has come forth for your people. Lord, we pray that you give us the grace to forgive them that had offended us. And if there's anybody that we have wronged, Father, let them forgive us. Open your mouth and ask God to give you the grace to forgive those that have offended you. Don't close your mouth. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. Lord, we thank you. It is your high desire to give us the kingdom. And that is why you have spoken to us in this aspect this morning. You want us to be all around victorious. Whatever the hindrance,